Joining us now in studio is Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell and City Administrator Ben Martin. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
And Happy New Year to both of you. Hopefully it all went well for both of you.
Yes. To you too.
We were talking before the break here. I don't think anybody in town was awake at midnight. It's just way too late. Nothing good happens after midnight anyway. But we had the holidays are over, January 2nd. You have your first meeting of the new year, and as meetings go, there's first one of the year. You always got a lot of business to take care of early on. And that includes an oath of office for a new council member.
Yeah.
Not really new, but but he's stepping in, and that's we'll start with that because you also had a number of other things. But let's start with Greg Colby. He's back and ready to go for at least another year.
Yes. So Greg Colby, as I think the community knows, he's stepping in to take my at-large seat, and so had to run again, and then we'll have to run again. Again and again and again. It kind of sounds like when I came in. When you step into somebody else's role, as I did when I stepped in for Noah Cashman when he resigned early, you're out of sync, and so it just creates an opportunity. Actually, yeah, I would say opportunity for you to run more often than others. But the opportunity is that you get to connect. It forces you to really connect with the people that elect you to office, and so. Yes, Greg Colby took his oath of office, and he will be in there for another year, but will run again along with, I believe, the Ward 4 and Ward 1 seats in 2018 here. Those three seats will be up, and we'll have another election cycle in there. But, again, I think it's really good. It helps us all to stay really connected to the people we serve.
Mm-hmm. Some of the other things that went on is you named a new mayor pro tem for the year, Susie Nicassian.
Yep.
Also had a new police officer sworn in. Kelly Robinson is the new police officer. Does this bring them up to where they want to be, their goal as far as employees?
Yeah, well, it seems like in the police department, there's kind of a never-ending cycle of things with that number of employees and then different medical things going on. But it is filling a vacancy that we have in that position. So basically gets us up in our current force. We are working on filling some with a temporary position as well with somebody who's on an extended leave. So he comes from Montevideo, Minnesota, so he's got some experience, and we're excited. He's been on training for us so far, so it's good to hear some positive things from the chief, and excited. I know they always appreciate getting up to as full of capacity as they can be to fill all those shifts that we need.
And no doubt about it. You also had boards and commissions that were named, and boy, that took a long time. You had a lot of people that were named to boards and commissions last night. It's good to see people volunteering their time and their resources to help the city.
Yes, we had 54, and applications were still coming in, actually. And so it was just really, again, a large number of people willing to serve our community, and just so appreciated it. Took, with the help of city staff, you know, set up some times to meet with people, about a half an hour time slots, just to try and connect with those that are desiring to serve new or those that are being reappointed, to just kind of check in, how you doing, you know, what's going well, what's not going well. It was just a great opportunity. So, yes, there's a lot of appointments, and it's a heavy lift that really happens around that Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's time, which I think goes on behind the scenes that people really don't realize is happening. But it's just a major lift for any mayor that's in office. And I'm hoping that we can change that so I don't have to do that around Christmas and New Year's next year. But it's just... great people in our community. I'm just so pleased with all the people that desire to serve our community, because it really makes us a more vibrant community when we have more people in our community serving.
Now, there with those appointments last night, are there still certain boards or commissions that you'd like to see a few more people on?
No, I think we are all full.
All full?
All
wow.
full.
Why, has that ever happened?
Yes, I think so, but I'm so thankful it happened this year, too.
Wow.
So it's
By the way,
good.
That's all full. And that's not awful. That's very good. Yes. All right. Well, it's good. Once again, that I don't know if that happens too often, so it's good that people are rising to the occasion. Anything else? Let's see. You had some open public comments, a couple of public hearings relating to bonding issues. The first one is one we've talked about for quite some time, and that is the updates to the fire station, and you approved something, a bond plan to not exceed $4.215 million. Do I have that correct?
Yes, you've got that correct. So this is just that initial official step that we're moving into to get that project off the ground. Mm-hmm. So public hearing primarily on the financing, and I'll let Ben Martig speak to that more. But as you said, it's been a long time in the coming, and I'm just really thankful. There's been a lot of people, again, kind of like the boards and commissions, a lot of people just working very quietly behind the scenes, diligently, faithfully, to get this project to where it is today, and just really want to acknowledge that. Mr. Martig has played a huge role in that. So has Councillor Peterson White and many others on the NAFRS board. So it's really important that we stay together, we stay committed, and we get this project done. So I'm just really thankful. It was on our dais last night for some action.
All right. And you have, once again, it's Northfield Area Fire and Rescue NAFRS, but Northfield does own the building. You're going to be the fiscal agent for the bonding. Where does this go to from procedural standpoint? You've got the public hearing in. Now do you have readings and approvals to come later on?
Yeah, so in all of our debt issuance really follows state statute. So this is a unique one called capital improvement bonds that we don't use all of the time. So we had to have this hearing. There's a 30-day kind of period where there could be a petition by voters brought forward to propose to bring it to a vote, I guess, basically. So we're kind of in a waiting period right now to make sure we get past that just as a process. So after that, or during that time, we plan to come back to the city council related to approving the plans and specifications for the building. We're close to final, and the council certainly seen those, then they'd be authorizing those to go out for bid after that reverse referendum period is completed. And then there's a number of steps, including basically in the end, as you kind of indicated, we'd be doing an updated lease agreement with our partners for the building as we own it, seeing where the bids come in, seeing where our financing's at, and if all things go well right around the April time period, there'll be a lot of things happening related to further execution. So a lot of steps coming, but it's a major milestone to kind of set that maximum dollar amount. We can't go above that number after this point in time. It would be a very cumbersome process. We'd have to basically start over if we went over that. So we think we built in some for contingencies, some flexibility in that, but hopefully the numbers come in good and we'll end up being below our project estimate of about $4 million.
You also had a public hearing on, is it callable bonds, the police station? Yeah. You have some bonding for that. You were able to rebond that at a lower rate, is that correct, in layman's terms?
Right. Yeah, so we're scheduled for the ability on our police station financing to be able to do a refinancing in April of this upcoming year. So this action tonight does authorize the use of the same type of financing mechanism that we're using the fire station. Basically, we pay off the debt on the existing building that we have obligation that's out there through the certificates of participation note that we have. So we'd be paying off that obligation and refinancing it if the interest rates come in. So under the current market conditions, we believe, I guess the consultant called it nominal savings. I don't really look at that as potentially nominal based on the current estimates, but $47,000 per year potential savings, over $720,000 over the rest of the 15 years of repayment left. So there could be some savings. Of course, markets can change between now and then, and it's highly sensitive. So this gives the ability to do the refinancing, but doesn't obligate the council to do that.
So when are you looking at, they could do this any time now, you're approved to go after this at any time, maybe in 2018 or 2019? Do I have that right? Or is there this time sensitive?
Our plan is to follow along concurrent with the fire station project. So by kind of doing them at the same time, we can kind of do similar processes at the same time. Potentially, we can do a little bit of savings on the issuance costs that we have working with our consultant. So that would be the plan. However, if markets do start to change and our consultant thinks we could do things a little differently, in order to make use of that, we'd certainly be exploring that. The council did give some direction last evening to what they called look at parameter resolutions, that if you can do a refinancing to give staff some authority within certain parameters to initiate some actions. So the mayor and the council asked for that to be explored further. So I'll be talking to our financial consultants a little bit more about that option to consider.
All right. Once again, we're talking with Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell, City Administrator Ben Martig with us as well. Let's move into the regular agenda. Just one item, but it's streets. So it generates a lot of comments and a lot of thought. You really have to think through these street projects to make sure they're going to be right for the long run. This was, the resolution was to accept a feasibility report in order preparation for the 2018 Spring Creek Road reconstruction. And that, if memory serves, that's the portion of Spring Creek Road that is it south of Woodley? Is that correct? Do I have that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, south of Woodley.
Talk about the discussion that you had last night on this.
Yeah. So there were multiple different really decisions and factors that the council really needed to take into account with this particular roadway. We have Northfield Township on the east side, and we have City Homes on the west side. Right, so it creates a different level of, or different factors that we really need to take into account, primarily ag equipment and annexation, and should it be urban, should it be rural, should there be a sidewalk, should there be a trail. And so there were different things that we were really working through last night, and I think the council had a lot of questions, but as we worked through it, I think we came to consensus that it made sense to keep the west side, the side that abuts all the residential homes, to keep that side urban with a trail that will run on that west side. And on the east side, the side that abuts our ag land, Northfield Township land, keep that side rural. No sidewalk. And so that's where the council moved last night. That was a unanimous decision. Again, just a lot of things in play there. I was really pleased to see our Northfield Township board members. They were there to give us their input. So it was a really good discussion. The segment, we're not paving the whole section. So from Woodley South, there's that first section in there to the bridge or to Huron Court. If you're going south on Woodley on Spring Creek Road, that will not be paved yet. That's scheduled in 2022. The section from Huron Court to Jefferson Parkway, that's segment one. That is due to be paved. And then the next segment two that the council voted on moving forward with is from Jefferson Parkway to just a little bit south of Superior Road. And then the rest of it from that section to County Road 81 will remain gravel at this point until development moves out in that direction. But again, I think this has been a long time in the waiting for a lot of people out there, as a lot of people use that gravel road and the homes get coated with dust. I mean, people can't open their windows. Mm-hmm. It's really not the best circumstance, and it's difficult to maintain because there's such a high amount of traffic on that road. So it's good. I'm glad that we're moving it forward. There's a lot of major road construction here that will be happening in 2018. I'm just glad to see this one get up off the ground, too.
Now, the one side is urban, one side is rural. What constitutes, you'd mentioned with the sidewalk and the trail, will that be curb and gutter and the infrastructure through there as well?
Yeah, so when we talk about the urban design, it typically means that you have curbs and then you have storm sewer systems, catch basins and things to move the water out, so that then on the boulevard you've got kind of a flat surface like you'd have with people's homes in a boulevard, whereas a rural design has more of a ditch system where basically the storm water flows down into the ditch and then goes out through that systems and kind of travels out into different drainage ways. So, yeah, so the idea is on that east, the west side, there'll be that with the curb, and then on the east side, there'll be some slight gradual sloping to be more of that rural design. And then when that develops, that is an annexation area, there is agreements in place, so if that develops and when that develops, the plan would be to put in that cost of that infrastructure at that point in time. And we are using state aid funds, so we did have extra dollars to do the other side, but we also can use those at a future date. It allows maybe more flexibility of that, or the money doesn't go away, so it still pools up, and we can use those in the future for other projects.
You had mentioned that this is part urban, part rural, and there are townships, Northfield Township involved. Are there going to be assessments for the township as well on both sides of this street? Does Northfield has the authority to do anything like that?
Yeah, so there aren't any assessments with this project that are planned for that rural piece. So the state aid funds are used to build out this type of collector street, so there aren't any planned.
All right. Once again, we're talking with Mayor Pownell, City Administrator Martig. Anything else on that Spring Creek? You'd mentioned that it passed 7-0. What's the timeline? Is that going to be reconstructed this starting the spring, I would suppose?
Yeah, so kind of that puts to bed pretty much most of our street projects, I guess, the reconstructions that we had planned. Well, we've got a lot of them, so there'll be a number of other approvals coming forward. So this allows the design to be completed. That'll be coming back to the council with more information at that time.
All right. Anything else you'd like to mention while we have you on here?
I think we have the Martin Luther King Jr. Celebration coming up. I think it's being held at Emmaus Church this year, January 15th, I think, and that's community wide, so just encourage people to come on out to that, and it's important for us to remember the importance of that holiday. And other than that,
one thing that was mentioned last night that I think might be of interest was that we do Christmas tree pickup. So if you do have those trees, and it's a lot easier probably to have it taken away at your curb versus driving it down to the landfill. So from basically now through the 12th of January, tree pickup scheduled. So if you have it out at your curbside by 6:30 a.m., I'm not exactly sure if it's which day of the week, so get it out there. Or if you have questions, call into our Public Works Department, and they could certainly help you with that. But basically put it out there. No bags, tinsel, or lights or ornaments on that, please. But otherwise, that easy way to get it off your property and get kind of your Christmas stuff put away and kind of focusing into the new year, I guess.
Yeah, it's that time. All right. Mayor, City Administrator, thank you so much for coming in today. We certainly appreciate it. Have a happy new year, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Jeff. Mm-hmm.
Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell, City Administrator Ben Martig. You're listening to 95.1 AM 1080 KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota.